Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week on Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats plan to vote on an amendment that would allow employers to opt out of certain health coverage, including contraception, if it conflicts with religious beliefs. The proposal, by Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt, has sparked a heated debate in Massachusetts between Republican Senator Scott Brown, who co-sponsored the legislation, and his leading Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, who's against the plan. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports the fight is now focused on a radio spot that Brown is running that compares his position with that of the late Senator Ted Kennedy.
Here's what Scott Brown says in the radio ad.
Like Ted Kennedy before me, I support a conscience exemption in health care for Catholics and other people of faith. I believe it's possible to provide people with access to the health care they want, while at the same time protecting the rights of Americans to follow their religious beliefs.
Here's what Kennedy's son, Patrick Kennedy, wrote to Brown in a letter. You are, quote, confusing my father's positions with your own. The younger Kennedy goes on to call the ad misleading and untrue and asks Brown to stop airing it. Yesterday, Brown says he won't because his claim in the ad is true.
But I have the same position as Senator Kennedy for a conscience exemption. And ironically, after doing a little research last night, found out that not only Senator Kennedy, but Patrick filed the same provision to provide for conscience exemption based on moral conviction for insurers.
Brown is referring to a 1997 bill called the Health Insurance Bill of Rights Act. Both Kennedys supported. It was about allowing doctors or hospitals to opt out of providing abortions, for instance, if they had moral objections. Brown interprets it to mean that the Kennedys supported a broad conscience exemption to health care laws.
It's so inaccurate that it just takes your breath away.
Nick Littlefield was Kennedy's staff director for 10 years and was involved in the 1997 legislation.
Senator Brown continues to distort Senator Kennedy's record. It's disingenuous, it's really disgraceful, and it's very, very offensive to people who know what his record was, which was to expand coverage.
The Blunt Amendment would allow employers and insurance companies to limit coverage if they had a religious objection, something Littlefield says Kennedy would never support. Patrick Kennedy refused to comment beyond his letter to Brown, but Kennedy's former chief of staff says to say the two hold the same position is, quote, absolutely inaccurate. Senator Brown's leading Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, called on Brown to stop airing his radio ad.
The family has asked him to stop distorting the record. Patrick Kennedy has written a letter about this, has made it clear that he believes he's distorting the record. I think that there are former Kennedy staffers who actually worked on the bills who are clear that Senator Brown is distorting Senator Kennedy's record. And I think it is shameful that Senator Brown will not honor the wishes of the family.
Senator Brown remains resolute in his assertion that his position is consistent with Senator Kennedy's. He says people shouldn't be so surprised that he, a Republican, has the same position on religious protections as the liberal lion, Ted Kennedy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.